The $330 million Bronley Museum is a key achievement for French President Jacques Chirac, who first promoted the project when he took power more than 10 years ago. During the inauguration ceremony earlier this week, the French president described the museum as a rejection of colonial assumptions of Western superiority. Hierarchy in art, culture, and people no longer exists, Chirac said at the event, attended by United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan and other visiting dignitaries. Rather, he said, the Bronley Museum will celebrate equality among the world's different cultures. French and tourists packed the new museum on its opening day Friday. Many waited hours in line to get in. The museum is open free of charge for the first 3 days. Overlooking the Seine River, the new museum was designed by French architect Jean Nouvel. Its treasure trove of art includes masks and spears from Papua New Guinea, costumes from Vietnam, and sculptures from Mali. But museum head Stéphane Martin says the museum doesn't seek to represent the world's entire artistic heritage.
Ce n'est pas une maquette du monde, ce n'est pas le tour du monde en 80 vitrines, c'est l'interrogation par des
In remarks broadcast on Radio France International, Martin said the Bramley Museum is simply a look at the world by scientists. It represents a French collection of non-European art. It says things about the men and women who produce this art, but also about the French and Europeans who acquired this art as scientists and colonizers. France's colonial legacy remains a matter of debate here. A law last year to teach the positive aspects of French colonialism in schools alongside the negative ones stirred uproar, and last year's riots by mostly ethnic African youths fed the debate. The Bramley Museum has also attracted controversy. Some critics believe the museum should have put more emphasis on explaining the negative aspects of French colonialism. Others argue that by showcasing only indigenous art, the museum risks reinforcing stereotypes of Western versus other civilizations. Even naming the museum proved controversial. Organizers first considered names like the Primitive Arts Museum. They finally opted for the more neutral Bramley, the name of the street the museum was built on. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.